Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Lerner, always exceptionally candid with us, and we really appreciate when you join us on the show. It's always good to learn about some of the things going on with the team. I'd be remiss, though, if we didn't ask you about Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Still a free agent.
Yes.
You guys made an offer, reportedly pretty substantial, fair $300 million offer to him. Do you now, at this point, Is that the one offer you're going to make and you say come back if that works for you? Or do you expect to make another offer at some point and kind of negotiate?
Well, when we met with them and we gave them the offer, we told them this is the best we can do. We went right to the finish line very quickly. And we said, if this is of interest to you, please come back to us. We'll see whether we can finish it up. But we just couldn't afford to put more than that in and still be able to put a team together that had a chance to win the NL East or go farther than that. So, you know, if they choose to go to some other place, I totally understand. It's an opportunity of a lifetime for Bryce and Kayla and their family. But we have no hard feelings about it. I must say, I love Bryce, and he was a good teammate here. If he chooses to go someplace else, totally understand it. But we put a one heck of an offer out there.
And I get the sense, for whatever it's worth to you, from our listeners, too, who call in, they kind of feel the same way. Like, hey, the Nats did their due diligence here. They made the offer. And I don't know that there's going to be hard feelings toward Bryce Harper. This is a long time coming. The fact of the matter is you guys are built in your outfield right now. Mm-hmm. You have Robles coming. You've got Juan Soto, who had an amazing season. Makes it a lot easier, I think, for you guys to make this decision the way Soto played. But you've got Eaton's controllability. You've got Michael Taylor under contract. Do you feel as though you're set if Bryce Harper doesn't come back?
We feel very strongly we're in good shape. And it'll be a young, pretty incredible outfield defensively. And certainly with the bat, it's going to be special. I think Adam is now, I think he's back. He had that season. And I think Adam with the two young guys is going to be a special outfield.
Mark, the last one on that from me is, as you mentioned, the business has already picked up here. You guys have been as aggressive as anybody in the positive direction. Seattle probably the most aggressive, getting rid of players, yeah. But you guys have been acquiring everybody and dramatically improved this ball club that was already pretty good. That seems to me to be, hey, baseball ops, we can't wait around for any decision that anybody might make. We've got to go get better.
Right.
If a decision gets made from Scott Boras and Bryce Harper, we're coming back to Washington. Is that now precluded based on what you guys have done and might do coming up?
It very well may be. We just, we'll have to sit down and figure it out. If he comes back, it's a strong possibility that we won't be able to make it work. But I really don't expect him to come back at this point. I think they've decided to move on. And there's just too much money out there that he'd be leaving on the table. And that's just not Mr. Boras's, M.O. to leave
you
money
know him
on the
a
table.
Little bit.
Yeah. So, we couldn't be fonder of the two of them and Kayla and Bryce. And like I said, they're like family. I mean, been with us, first time we met him, he's 16 years old. So
think about that. It's crazy,
it's,
right?
It's hard to see somebody like that go. But unfortunately, it's a strong possibility that's going to happen.
All right, we'll let you go on this note. Mark Lerner, so gracious with his time, so great with us here. If, in fact, it is the end, obviously the regret for everyone, fans, you, Bryce, is going to be he didn't get the ring here. But what he did for D.C., you look at the Home Run Derby, which that'll go down as one of my five favorite sports moments of my
just incredible.
Lifetime.
It was,
and I'm
it
serious.
Was incredible.
It was so cool to go from not having baseball growing up here to RFK and the trailers to that night, right? I don't want to use hindsight here, but it sounds like you're expecting that maybe his days here are done. If that's the case, how will you view Bryce Harper's tenure as a National?
Oh, it was, everybody was going to look at it. This is a special 6 years, and he'll still be iconic in the city when he comes in playing for another team. We'll do right by him and have a real ceremony. you can't be mad at him, and I don't think he'd be mad at us if we can't go any further. We've always been honest with him. My dad and I have both sat with him. He's great. He's a terrific young man, very respectful. And if we can't do it, we can't do it. Who knows what'll happen in the next few weeks? I don't know. You don't know. But if he leaves, you know, we wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I mean, just the rise and the popularity of my son's kindergarten class, half the boys went as Bryce Harper for Halloween. Sure. It's different than when I grew up and we had to take our life in our hands to go up 95 to see a baseball game. It's different. It's a testament to what you guys have done.
It's, what's special also when it happens, and it's very rare, when a player stays his entire career with somebody like Zim has done. And that just doesn't happen anymore. And I'm sure Bryce deep down wanted it to happen here. I know he was happy living here. He always said great things about the organization. So it's just how much that the money's going to come into play here.
Maybe we can make Anthony Rendon that guy now.
Yeah, well,
why not?
We're going to try to keep Anthony for sure. And again, it's his decision. His wife have to make. But we're lucky. And if for some reason he leaves in a year, we've got some great young kids down in the minors. Garcia and Kaboom that could step in if they have to. So that's why you got to be ready for this. You're not going to be able to save everybody, and you just do the best you can.
Mark Lerner, been a heck of an off season for you guys so far. Thanks so much for having us today.
This is great. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure.
Much appreciated. Your flagship home for the Nats, Grant and Danny from Nationals Park on the Fan. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.